Good afternoon, brothers. God bless me in my battle against prostate cancer. I am a cancer survivor. The reason I'm here today is because of God's blessings and God's plan for me to inform men of the need to address prostate cancer. So, regardless of the fact that I just received the date of this event yesterday, God said this was a must-attend event for me. My plan today is to take you through my prostate cancer experience starting in October 2006 through the present. Some facts. Prostate cancer is one of the male sex glands. It's about the size of a walnut. The prostate adds nutrients and fluids to the sperm. During ejaculation, the prostate secretes a fluid that makes up part of the semen. Prostate cancer is the second most common type of cancer in the United States. It is responsible for more male death than any other cancer except lung cancer. 70% of those diagnosed with prostate cancer are men 65 and older. Some other facts. Prostate cancer in Caucasian men represents 1 in 6. And the reason I'm concerned is prostate cancer from an African American standpoint represents 1 in 3. So that means if it's 3 black men in this audience, one of us are going to have prostate cancer. And obviously, I've already had it. So the other two might be safe. Now, I was always a kind of a health nut. I had an annual exam with what blood test we call PSA, and I also had something called a DRE. Since 1992. Now, PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen, and DRE stands for digital rectal exam. Now, to give you some more details on what that means, PSA means they put a needle in your arm, draw it out of an amount of blood, and then they go off and test that blood. And they look for the amount of cancer cells in the blood. So that's done pretty painlessly. And then the other exam is the digital rectal exam I talked about. That's where your doctor puts on a glove and inserts the finger up your rectum and tries to assess the shape of your prostate and whether it's in the hard nodules on it or whatever. My recommendation in general would be that all men have both exams. I know people that have gone through cancer that had a low PSA reading, but they had hard spots on their prostate, and those persons also had prostate cancer. So it's no absolute. You need to do both. So In October 30th of last year, I had a PSA test, and all of a sudden my PSA level jumped from normally around 1 to 2 up to 6. And so my doctor was somewhat alarmed, and we had it done again the next January 2007, and it jumped up to 6.7, both above some kind of arbitrary limit they have of 4.0. Okay, so after that occurred, my doctor recommended that I go see a urologist in town. And I visited him, and he again gave me another digital rectal exam. And he noticed no abnormalities, but he suggested that he do what? A biopsy. And using an ultrasound, they kind of numb the area and go up your rectum and pull off samples of the prostate. And they take them to a lab and have them analyzed. My biopsy results said that less than 5% of my prostate was cancerous. My doctor got the diagnosis, and I was on my way home from church. I think my wife was out of town that day, and he caught me in my garage. I was just getting home, and he informed me of this fact, and he actually prayed with me on the phone. So that was very encouraging, and probably related to my prostate cancer. I've been praying, and people have prayed with me about prostate cancer since that time. After that, we went through a process where we had to decide what was the best treatment for Bob Shields. There are several options any person would have. One is they call it cryotherapy, where they freeze the prostate and remove it or do something with it. The second method is a general radiation that they put on the area. And then a third technique is radiation, but they put a radiation seed in near the prostate. Another method is an open surgery. And then the technique that was selected for me was, they call it laparoscopic or robotic surgery. Once we decided that technique was best to me, and the reason that was selected is I was in good health, I exercised a lot, the risk on my cancer was low because it was caught early, and I still got quite a few more years I hope to live and to function fully as a man. So we selected that technique. My wife and I, the local doctor said, the firm that has done the most of these laparoscopic surgeries is Urology of Indiana. And, you know, you see them on your way to Indianapolis on 31 there. So we got a consultation with those doctors, and the doctor agreed that was the best technique for me, knowing where I was. And the reason that was chosen, it would allow me a quicker recovery time. I was in the hospital a shorter time. I could return to work quicker. And it was less chance that the nerve endings around that's connected with the rest of the your sex organs would be damaged. So that technique was selected. I'm my church treasurer also, so because of my position, I felt I had to tell my church. So I informed the church what was going to be done, and many of the church prayed with me. Now, I had the surgery. I was in and out of hospital. I had the surgery done at Clarion North. That's also just down from Indianapolis there, a brand new hospital. I was in and out of the hospital in 36 hours. I was up and walking around. The surgery took place about 6:30 a.m. and I was up walking around about 3 p.m. that afternoon. What did I learn? God is the all in all. Prayers are very powerful and could be felt at the hospital where I had surgery. Get well cards are much more important than I had previously recognized. Receiving those kind of cards was very encouraging to me and lift me up. And I never used to be fully aware of what cards could do for you in that way. Okay, moving on, I returned to work on June 25th of 2007. Some things, because of what I've gone through, some things I've helped initiate. I put together an article for our church newsletter of my prostate cancer experience. I've organized a group in 2007 that participated in Indianapolis Fight Against Prostate Cancer Walk and Run. I ran the 3.5K in, I think, 29 minutes. That's about 3.3 miles. And I plan to help support that activity every year because it benefits prostate cancer research and it benefits cancer in general. Part of the mission that God put on me is to continue to speak to all men and encourage them to have the proper things done related to prostate cancer, the PSA exam and the digital exam. You have to have both. And I plan to also more diligently be a part of Relay for Life. I know that's about cancer in general, but we need to work together with the women's group. Breast cancer is a big, big item, as we all know. So that's